Now the Three Martini Lunch with Greg Corumbus and Jim Garrity.
Welcome to the Three Martini Lunch. I'm Brett Witterbull, joined by National Review Online's Jim Garrity. Hey, Jim, how are you?
Doing good, Brett. How are you?
Doing great. Not as well, though, as Greg Corumbus, for whom I'm in today. Big news coming out of Casa Corumbus.
There is a new addition, and so we're very happy for them and their new daughter. The Corumbus family is growing and expanding. Almost as well as our first the audience for the network and our first martini. How's that for a segue, Brett?
Heck of a segue. That's right. Big news coming out. Hollywood Reporter, I'm sure they grit their teeth when they wrote this one. But the last 3 months have apparently been so big for the Fox News Channel. It's ridiculous. What's going on here, Jim?
Sure. I mean, in the world of cable, look, news networks generally do reasonably well in terms of overall audience, but it's only a small fraction of the overall TV watching audience. We have had undoubtedly the last couple months a huge kind of news cycle of big stories like airstrikes on ISIS, Robin Williams' death, Joan Rivers' death, Ferguson, Missouri, kids coming over the border, Ebola, you know, one big story after another. Fox News Channel last quarter was the most watched prime time across not just the news networks, but all of cable. Bigger ratings than USA Network, bigger ratings than ESPN, which is a huge deal. Sure. They said this is the biggest audience since the Iraq War began in 2003. If you expand the block by an hour to include Greta Van Susteren, where every once in a while I appear, about once a week or so, it was the most watched in prime time for the first time ever. I like to, the thing that comes to the panel on Greta.
A direct network
right there. So obviously, look, on the one hand, look, you know, there are not everything that not every conservative is going to love everything that appears on every show on Fox News. But it's just a product that is finding an audience and demonstrating that there is still an appetite for news. It's fantastic. And oh, one little great little irony. So, Brett, I don't know if you ever watched that show Shark Tank.
It's an agency reality show.
Yeah, people pitch business ideas to Mark Cuban and he makes fun of them. The reruns of Shark Tank on CNBC are outperforming every telecast on MSNBC.
Yeah, all right. It just proves yet again capitalism triumphs over the socialists. That is great news. Well, certainly a very good martini, a very large martini, and a very dominant martini. I see a bad one coming down the line here, though. They're here. Ebola is in the United States.
Yeah, we don't. Now, here's the thing: there is not necessarily a reason to panic. Chances are that unless you've come in contact with the bodily fluids of someone who has been to West Africa recently, you probably don't need to have much reason to worry. Having said that, there's something unnerving about the way the CDC and various other folks in government keep assuring us, no, trust us, we've got this. By the way, we're not going to mention which flight the individual was on. The ambulance that carried him is now quarantined. People who've been in contact with him are now being monitored very carefully. People have been warning about this for a very long time, and it's kind of this. It's not quite the nightmare scenario. We're not, reenacting Outbreak or the Resident Evil movies. This is not, a zombie outbreak or anything like that. But look, we're not used to dealing with really horrific communicable diseases in this country. And so obviously, undoubtedly, a certain amount of anxiety is well-founded. I would say ordinarily do your basic precautions, the hand washing, all that sort of thing. Also, don't forget that we have cold and flu season is coming up. So go out, get your flu vaccine. Don't be worried about, be concerned, monitor the news, follow any instructions or stuff like that. But you can't, quit, don't hide under your bed. Life is going to go on. Just be aware of, there's little challenges like the fact that, I'm just seeing now the ambulance in which the Ebola infected man was transported in was used for 2 days afterwards without being disinfected. So this may turn out.
Really? Do we have to play to type constantly in terms of the incompetence of local government?
That's an ESPN, come on, man, type moment right there. Come on. Jump on that, guys. So there you go. But you talk about competence. That's a nice segue to our third martini.
It sure is. You know, you got a president. You don't want to use the word gun anywhere around the president. You sure as hell don't want anybody carrying a gun anywhere around the president. But apparently, as the president visited, ironically enough, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta on September 16th, there was a dude next to him on an elevator with a gun or something. What happened here, speaking of guns?
This has been about as bad a week for the Secret Service as they could imagine, short of some serious crime or being committed, because the Washington Post, by the way, has been doing just fantastic investigative journalism on this. So first of all, there was the issue of the guy who shot at the White House a few years ago, managed to hit 7 shots at the White House, more than they had disclosed earlier. One of the president's daughters was in the White House at the time. No one was injured, but nonetheless, kind of deeply unnerving that it was a much more dangerous situation than the initial reports and statements from the Secret Service indicated. Then there was the jumper who jumped the fence and got inside the White House and apparently went pretty far into the White House. But then this one really is the one that just is the most jaw-dropping, even though nothing terrible happened. Basically, there was a man with a gun that the Secret Service, who has a criminal record, who is a contractor, managed to get on an elevator with the president. This man did not go through Obama was in an elevator with his Secret Service security detail. And this guy was a CDC security officer, a contractor operating the elevator. Now, here's the thing. Started taking photos and a video of the president with his phone and behaving unprofessionally.
Oh.
Just every little detail make this cringes. And, you know, so apparently the presidential security detail contacted a member of the Protective Intelligence Team who investigate suspicious activity cases. They collected the man, interview him. He didn't deny taking the photos. But here's the thing, you know, and so they said the behavior is irresponsible, and they told him to hand over his gun. The supervisor told him to hand over the gun, surprising the Secret Service office who were questioning, and so I didn't realize that he had a gun. Again, nothing bad happened to the president. For all of our beefs and disagreements with the president, we want to see him safe. And so just it's really unnerving to see the Secret Service do this. I guess there's some sort of like giant, you know, kind of like those work site safety posters, you know. It has been 0 days since a really embarrassing incident. Let's reset the clock and get at it, Secret Service. We know you can do this. We know you can go a week without having some sort of embarrassing lapse in your professional judgment.
We've got 3 words for them, Jim Garrity. 3 wonderful words. Come on, man.
There you go. Exactly. You know, interrupting the ESPN crew and directing it in a more accurate. Because really, in retrospect, bad pass coverage doesn't look. This is a slightly more important defense coverage, you could say, on the part of the Secret Service. So.
Indeed. Well, listen, those are three fascinating martinis. We've got the good in the Fox News Channel dominant ratings. We've got the bad in the Ebola coming to Dallas and the ambulance not being disinfected. And nobody really knows what that'll happen. And then we've got the crazy with the Secret Service allowing a guy with a gun in close proximity to the president of the United States and being surprised when said guy had gun. Also, we've got great news, and that's a big congratulations out to the Corumbus family as they welcome a new addition. Listen, man, that is a tremendous 3 martini lunch. What do you say we get together and do it again tomorrow, Jim?
Looking forward to it, Brett. See you tomorrow.
I am, too. I'm Brett Witterbull. That's Jim Garrity from National Review Online. This is the 3 martini lunch. We'll talk to you tomorrow.